Now that everything is gonna be okay. Now that everything is gonna be alright. What if, baby, I cannot see the sound? What if, baby, I cannot hear the light? Now that everything is gonna be okay.
Thank you for tuning in to The Spirit Cruise, a podcast that takes on a variety of topics from pop culture to everyday life. I'm Chantel C. You can call me CC, and I'm joined by my partner in organizing, Denise.
Hello.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm a little under the weather. Let's just get that out of the way. So when people try to clown me on how I sound today, they can't for real because I've said it. Under the weather. So many things I want to talk about, all about women for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. I got to start with my doppelganger, Serena Williams.
Wow. Really? That is aspirational. Aspirational. All right, but go ahead.
You know I got guns. I got guns. I got glutes. What you talking about?
I'ma need you to put some more work in. Williams comparisons.
It's my daughter. Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So the big news coming out actually wasn't about Serena Williams this week. It was about Maria Sharapova, who failed her drug test. Now, you know, she took some time. She set up a little press conference, explained that she was taking this drug due to some health issues. And she didn't take the time to read the emails. Who don't read their emails when it's about the ban list? I don't know. She didn't take the time to read the email. The drug was banned at the beginning of this year. Yada, yada, yada. She failed the drug test. It was already taken back in January at the Australian Open. Now, unlike Serena Williams fans, Serena Williams was gracious and said, you know, she just hopes the best for Maria in that situation.
I hope she get a four-year ban. I'm gonna be Serena's anger translator today.
Okay, give it to me. Give it to me.
First of all, I don't know how much people know about professional athleticism, but you don't just have, it's not you and a laptop doing the best you can trying to get to the match. You got a team, yo. You got somebody who is your coach, then you got their assistant.
Right.
We're talking millions of dollars. You got staff.
Right.
So they are extra, 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 so many eyes on what you are putting in your body. You got a nutritionist. You got a physical therapist. You got a sports massage therapist. I mean, come on. You talking about nobody knew anything. And then let's be real. The Russians know that, you know, we got this drug. We be using it for extracurricular stuff. And oops. You know, they on to us. They put it on the ban list in, what was it, September?
No, it's put on the ban list for this year, beginning 2016.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they were putting out notices, warnings. Yeah,
they've been watching it for several years now.
Yeah, and they were putting out, like, we think, we definitely will. It's coming. It's coming soon. You might want to check it out because it's coming. You had time to take your golden seal and drink your water, boo. We all know about that test, okay? And she didn't do it. And then they're going to be studying this whole fiasco in PR school because they were like, look at how she tried to get ahead of the story, you know? She probably called Olivia Pope, but Olivia, if I was her Olivia Pope, I would have said, boo boo, there's a little thing known as facts. Fact.
That's not how Olivia Pope works. Olivia Pope, you got to get ahead of it.
Go ahead and get ahead of it. And people that just, you know, are going to look at this story for 5 seconds would be like, oh, isn't she? Oh, poor blonde girl. Facts. She trying to say she's taking it for diabetes, health problems. For 10 years, she was taking a joint. The manufacturer came out and was like, no shade, no tea, but we only recommend taking this for 4 to 6 weeks. Fact. Okay?
Oh.
She got like another little section of her choir talking about, and it shouldn't even be on a ban list. What kind of evidence you using? Put it on a ban list. Fact. The manufacturer themselves put out a white paper, an abstract, talking about this could be used to enhance motherfucking performance.
Ooh.
None of this looks good. None of this looks good. It's being used more by professional elite athletes than it's being used by the demographic it was made for, which is like old people. Right. Right, right. So come on now.
Well, I really appreciate that breakdown. I really do. Because that was thorough. Now let's get into...
You know I do clicks upon clicks upon clicks.
You be going down that rabbit hole.
I be going to Google and stuff.
I did 2 clicks. You did like 10. Okay, I'm happy about that. That's great. Because I heard some chatter on the tube this week and I was like, what, are people really buying this story? Okay, but why are Williams fans in their feelings about this? Break that down. Now, yes, we've already discussed on here that Serena, ranked number one, earns less than this chick in endorsements and across the board. For whatever reason, Sharapova is the best paid female athlete of the world.
Not no more. Nike said, give us our check back. Her biggest endorsements came and said, we would like our check, please. We're going to be putting you in the Lance Armstrong room. Bitch, better have my money. Let me tell you something. That's why we in our feelings about this, because excellence does not beat racism. And we've known this. We've been saying this about respectability politics since way back. Serena is excellent. She has been beating this chick for 12 years. 10 years ago, a chick was like, let me take some shitty enhancement drugs. Can I get a robo arm? What do I need? A bitch still can't beat Serena. Uh-huh. You feel me? But Serena is not making this woman's money because she's black. Right. Let's be real. If any white professional star had been doing tennis what Serena has been doing in tennis, she'd be making the most money. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. But they can't get with her body type. They can't get with her color. They be calling her all kinds of names half the time. I mean, really. That's why we in our feelings.
Okay.
And if Serena had cloudy piss, oh, hell no. She would have had a 10-year ban.
Already passed down.
It would have been done. She would have been trying to hit the court side when she was 65. Stop it. That's why we mad.
Okay.
Half the time, these racist tennis fans want to call Serena out her name, all kinds of racial epithets and stuff. You know, this is why she was, she didn't go to India half for the last 10 years. And now she's finally coming back to this one tennis venue where the fans were making racial jeers at her when she was 15 and 14 years old between her and Venus.
Right.
So this is the level of nonsense we have to deal with. And you want us to get with Miss Blondie's white tears? Let's pull some receipts on Blondie. She's been hating since way back. I got no love for you, got no sympathy for you. I hope you fail. That's where I'm at with her.
Okay. So speaking of fake butts, in other big news this week, white woman who gets adoration for all of the money that she's put into making her body look black.
Kim Kardashian.
There we go.
She took,
as she has so many times, a nude selfie that for some reason sparked debate and controversy. I don't know why. Because doesn't she have like a book of selfies or some shit? I don't know. Anyway, okay. I don't follow this chick.
Let me do a segue. Okay. Remember they had the... white people that are invited to the cookout.
Oh, yeah. I love that hashtag.
Bette Midler is invited to the cookout. Bette is coming, yo. She is coming to the cookout.
I got the Bette. Yeah, I'm going to get to Bette. So Kim does the selfie. You know, Kim is married to Kanye. She learned a few things about his Twitter techniques.
Thanks for taking one for the team, Kim. Thanks.
And, you know, some people came at her for posting a selfie, said that, you know, it's not self-respect. Including Bette Midler. And Kim kind of went on a rant calling people out about it. She didn't appreciate it. She, you know, she came out swinging. I think it was Monday night already. Came out swinging, ripping into Bette Midler, Chloe Grace Moretz, and Pierce Morgan. I'm not a fan of Pierce. You can go on. You can get in with him all day.
Pierce, not a fan of Pierce.
So then she felt the need to pen an essay saying, why are we still talking about her sex tape? I obviously didn't follow this closely, but who's talking about the sex tape other than Ray J? Because he's still making money. Like, I don't know that anyone's talking about the sex tape. They're talking about the fact that she's still now posting nude selfies. And she said, leave me alone. I'm a woman. I'm a sister. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm all these things. And I'm a businesswoman. Let me go. Sorry I'm late to the party, guys. I was busy cashing my $80 million video game check and transferring $53 million into our joint account. Okay. So Kim got a little ugly. Even Pink came for Kim after the fact and was like, self-respect, self-respect, self-respect.
It was really subtweeting. I mean, like, she ain't calling no names. But okay.
Call any names. I don't know why everyone was coming for Pink, because
it might have been a badly timed tweet.
Maybe it was a badly timed tweet. But my thing is, you know, I love me some Amber. Amber then posted a picture on Instagram and invited Kim to come to her slut walk 2016. I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay. Let me start at the beginning.
Okay.
Kim did not write anything. Remember how we talked about the team? Kim finally got a team. Look, let's look at the evidence. All right. I am a forensic tweet investigator. When Kim was writing her own tweets, they was like, I ate coffee. I ate toast. It is hot. It is cold. I like video games. Check out mine. I put it in App Store. That's Kim writing some tweets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All this business about, like, let me talk about you. All this snideness and knowing about people and pulling receipts. And all that stuff, that is a wonderful, savvy social media, whatever you want to call it, consultant.
Okay.
All right. First of all, let's be real. Kim ain't writing tweets. Okay.
Okay.
I believe North wrote them tweets before Kim wrote them tweets. Kim just does not have the wit.
No.
She does not have the articulation. She don't got none of it.
That's true.
To be writing either those tweets or those essays. If she wanted us to think she was smart, she shouldn't have had a reality show. We know what her deal is, okay? It's who she is. Mm-hmm. So that's all. That's what that is.
Okay.
So secondly, I think that the strategy that they're being used is really the only strategy that they could take. I don't think she got dirty at all, because she could have said some shit like, yo, bet you just mad because ain't nobody want to see that new selfie. You know,
right.
Come on. You know, she could have gone there. But she went this other route, like, I'm an empowered woman. Mm-hmm. Look at my body. I ain't ashamed of nothing. I'm out here making money and making moves, and y'all are hating because y'all have this antiquated notion that a woman cannot own her own sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful strategy, but it's bullshit.
Okay.
Why is it bullshit? It's bullshit when it comes to Kim.
Okay.
Because first of all, her selfies are really wonderful works of digital art.
There we go. Thank you.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to talk about self-acceptance, and I'm out here owning myself and putting out blah, 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 blah. Let's also be real about the fact that, you know, you are like 5'0"
mm-hmm.
and you weigh X whatever,
mm-hmm.
which is totally fine. Lots of people have that body type. I think it's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But Kim don't, obviously, because her stomach always got to look a certain way.
Right.
And the waist always got to look a certain way.
Right.
And we just know that physics don't work like that. Mm-hmm. But Photoshop do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's up with Kim. So she could talk all this self-acceptance nonsense all she want, but she up in here, you know, giving us all manner of mirages and mirrors and shit, talking about, I'm just being me. Bullshit, bitch. That's number one.
Okay.
And then, you know, go ahead and talk all this, like, slut-shaming nonsense. When your man, every other Friday, slut shaming his ex.
Right.
So, yeah.
But his ex is the one who has now extended it.
Look, somebody said on Twitter, I wish to one day grow up to be as gracious as Amber Rose. Because bitch been gracious since way back. Love Amber.
And not only with Kanye.
She been gracious with Kanye. She been gracious with She's been gracious with
Tyrese. And
oh my goodness. So many.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She a classy. You know, I wish she would have pulled a Cardi B on her. But okay. Let's go back.
Okay.
Let's get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Amber said, hey, blah, 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 blah. But Amber don't miss no opportunities.
Right.
Let's also be real about that. She being gracious, but she also trying to call you on your stuff.
Right.
She know that in all of this slut shaming nonsense, Amber, your weak point. Amber, our receipt on your hypocrisy.
Uh-huh.
So here come Amber like, okay, since we talk about slut shaming, My name is Amber Rose. You may have heard of me. I've had my fingers in your man's booty.
Whoops.
So, would you like to join and watch the crickets come?
It's been crickets. Otherwise, it would have been blown up by now. We haven't heard anything on this yet.
Watch the crickets come. You know, come on now.
Okay.
She just doing her own self-serving thing. This is white feminism 101.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any feminist tenet that I could take to make my nonsense look okay and somehow empowering for us all, I'm going to do it.
Right.
I hope Bet come back strong. Bet ain't the one. Okay, so Bet going to come back. Chloe kind of young. She just new to Twitter. She just got on the other day. She seems smart. Amber on the low, red, pink for filth. Talking about how you want to talk about self-respect and not being naked when you hanging on, twisting on stages naked. We got videos and shit.
Yeah.
Just singing. All of a sudden, you know, you what? Got.
I mean, does Ariel count when you have like the nude colored bodysuit?
Stop it. We can draw Pink's ass from memory.
Look, I got you. Look, I'm actually a Pink fan. I'm going to out myself. I like Pink. I wasn't really feeling what she wrote, but I know it's hard to get outside of those respectability politics. It's hard.
Well, I mean, I think what she's going for is, you know, here's the thing, is that a lot of people, even though they are all for women claiming and owning their sexuality, are very uncomfortable with the Kim Kardashian. And they can't put their finger on why. And that's why they listen to me. That's why, because I know exactly why I'm uncomfortable with Kim Kardashian. I can tell you 58 reasons.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, I mean, but it's really hard in this kind of Twitter sphere to come up with those reasons right away. A lot of people just don't even know why. A lot of people don't even know what slut shaming is, bro.
Right.
A lot of people haven't really unpacked their own respectability politics.
Well, we talked about that with Steph Curry's wife, right?
Right. You know, who also was in the news for, like, you know, walking on two legs and thinking thoughts and speaking with her mouth.
And having a daughter who's free enough to be loud up in the microphone at the press conference.
Right. That's all Alicia Curry got to do. That's all she got to do.
Well, moving on to our second segment, March 8th was International Women's Day. I'm a woman. I identify as a woman. I'd say, I guess there's some...
I'm going to need to see a birth certificate.
Okay. I would say that there's some pride. I don't know what the word is about being a woman. I'm real happy as a woman. But this holiday doesn't, or whatever it is, it doesn't speak to me. What am I supposed to celebrate on International Women's Day? I will say Google had a really cute clip, a little cute video that they prepared. You know, Google's always on top of these things. And it was, you know, girls and women all over the world speaking different languages with different bodies who look different, doing different things. It was nice. It was, you know, it was a cute collage, a little over a minute. What am I supposed to celebrate on International Women's Day?
I have no idea. I mean, I feel like it's a bit much. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so officially the day is meant to celebrate the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women.
Okay.
Full stop.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess. I think the most interesting thing that I read was Mashable UK put like a list together and they interviewed some people who I actually do follow, like Janet Mock. Janet Mock said one of the most influential conversations that she had was with a Black woman right when her book was coming out. Who asked her who's been talking to her about her finances? Powerful questions, she said, because when you come from money, you talk about money differently than if you don't come from money, right? If you don't come from money, money is a source of shame and guilt. Then there was Feminista Jones, who I have a love-hate relationship with, but for the most part...
You got a love-hate relationship with everybody, boo.
Well, good. You know, she's a sex positive feminist writer. She does a lot on like body politic because I guess she kind of whatever. And she said that
the listeners can't see my face. But that was, I have seen shade and I recognize it face. So there you go.
Well. And, you know, she said that one of the most powerful things that she heard was like defining womanhood from your own perspective. Never define womanhood from a woman who doesn't look like you, who doesn't have the same situation, whatever, whatever. That was good. Then there was Mia McKenzie, founder and editor-in-chief of Black Girl Dangerous. Also love-hate relationship. Anyway, and she says she had a grand. Yeah, I think an aunt who taught her how to leave. Leave a city, leave a job, do you. Don't stay if you don't want to stay. Susanna Morris, co-founder of the Crunk Feminist Collective, one of my favorite collectives, and feminist scholar, said that she was, you know, empowered by her mother, who was the first feminist she ever knew. So there was like some stuff happening where I was like, oh yeah, okay, that's interesting. But I don't need International Women's Day to celebrate that. What I need International Women's Day for? Is that like the one time where women get to be defined intersectionally? Like, oh, we can talk about Black women, women of color, trans women. Like, I can do that any day. I'm confused.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big holiday person. I don't get Valentine's Day. I don't get any of it, right? Like, so I'm the wrong person to ask. And also, I'm not really keyed in on, I ain't doing no clicks on International Women's Day because I don't really care about it. I feel like for me, every day is International Women's Day because I'm all about, you know, having a ton of amazing women around me and supporting them. But if people want to highlight that, given a day and highlight certain issues that are coming up for women, then by all means, I'm all for it. But I don't think there's any harm in it. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, it doesn't necessarily, it's not, I'm like looking forward to it. I'm not like going, I'm wearing my special dress.
Wow. You go, okay. No, seriously. Okay, we have, for example, December 1st, World AIDS Day.
Uh-huh.
I guess there was a time where that made sense because, and it still does in some areas. But
given the fact that 50% of Black men are likely to contract HIV in their lifetime, yeah.
Is that what kind of figure is that?
That's
globally
the new That's the American new CDC figure.
Okay. So, you know, that makes sense. You're bringing awareness to something that's very, that sometimes is handled with a great deal of shame. There's still a lot of witchcraft around it, how people think it is contracted, how people think you can treat it, and so on and so forth, right? And reminding people, especially people in the West who think numbers are going down, they're actually not. In London, numbers are rising for men. So there's a point to it. What I'm asking is, what is the point of International Women's Day? Everybody on this planet came from a woman. Why do we need International Women's Day? I'm honestly trying to have like a conversation around it because I don't know.
I am the wrong person to have this conversation. The one thing I will highlight is that John Boyega, if you don't know who he is, he played Finn in the new Star Wars. John Boyega.
You were talking to me, right? You were talking to the
list. Shut up. he's also my boo.
I'll let you have him.
You gonna let me have him? Oh, okay. Because
I mean, he's a Peckham boy. You know, he's South London and shit.
It's long distance, but it's working.
So why can't all the Londoners though? You got Idra. You got okay.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I guess they don't find out. Mm-mm.
Oh snap! That's correct. Oh my goodness, he's gonna be so mad when he hears this. Anyway, John's a bit young for me. Anyway, I'm gonna have to let him know. John put up a post saying Happy International Women's Day. And somebody came behind him talking about, why is it gotta be a woman day? Also, Happy Everybody Day or Happy...
No, they did not.
Yes, they did. And he said, go away from here with your failed dreams and no one in your life. I was like, go ahead, boo. So, I mean, like, I get it. You know, anytime there's a marginalized community, having an event, a day, a ball, or whatever to highlight this community, maybe bring some awareness about this community, maybe bring some awareness about issues that are relevant to this community in the mainstream, gets information to people who might not otherwise have access to that information, plant certain ideas in people that, you know, may not otherwise have access to those ideas. And so that's good. I mean, I understand that the knowledge that I'm drawing from is not the same as, like, you know, Becky in Middle America. I get that. And, you know, we need to have something.
For sure. But Becky in Middle America isn't gaining any more knowledge on March 8th. She's not. Look, this is the thing. For example, when I looked at my news feed on Twitter and other social media, what I saw were, like, sex workers being real loud, as they do, They have their own day.
They have a sex worker day?
Yes. I saw some people bringing up like gender equality or pay equality in the workplace and all these things. These issues are so different. I saw one person I was really excited about because, you know, I love She Thinks. Those are period panties that you get icky about.
And so we don't get any money from She Thinks.
We don't get any money from She Thinks.
So you must really love She Thinks.
But, you know, someone was bringing up the issue that there are still girls and women who have to leave their communities for those 3 to 7 days where they are bleeding because they don't have access to proper products in order to stay integrated into the community. And it is seen as, you know, something negative. So there are all these different issues that are facing different women all over the world. And all of a sudden, we're supposed to pack that into one day.
I mean, that's not how information works, right? It's that information about female circumcision or that information about periods debilitating people in certain countries gets to certain people that would not have otherwise known, and then they do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they support that issue. You know, what if it gets to you when you have like a certain company that could help that? Or if you have certain skills that can help that, or you had an idea that you thought had a very limited sort of audience, and now you see that there's this other audience that you never even thought about because they don't live next to you. So that's kind of cute. I think that is probably the idea behind a lot of holidays that are around marginalized people. And then also hearing about their experience directly from them,
mm-hmm.
which with marginalized people, we don't get to always be the authors of our own experience, right?
Right.
Not in the historical record. So that right there is also very important. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, going forward, I think I'm going to commit to giving a better purpose or a more specified purpose to how International Women's Day can be used for a greater good than just saying, Happy International Women's Day.
You are so organized. Let me just tell you, I wake up most days, I don't know what day of the week it is. Much less is International Week. I don't know what season it is. Is it spring? Is it
it's
winter?
It's not spring yet. It's still winter.
Okay. I'm just saying. I live in a very special world unto myself. I'm like a dancer in the dark. You know, I'm doing me.
And moving on to our last segment, what are we looking forward to? What are we excited about? Give it to me. Girl,
what am I looking forward to? Moving on with my hopes and dreams now that I have a rejection behind me that was holding me up on doing something. So that is what I'm looking forward to.
What's your hopes and dreams?
I have a host of dreams. I still have to figure it out, but I definitely want to launch the site and keep it moving.
Okay.
So
what site is that?
That's the Austrian Black. That's the Black Austria site.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that. And then another thing I'm excited about is that I've been, you know, I'm a very lonely person. I don't have any friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the digital world, somebody started messaging me on the internet. And I'm like, whoa, this is awesome.
Why you just lie to our listeners all day, every day? Like, I don't even understand what you're doing with your life, but okay.
I have a lot of people I know, and I have a lot of people I'm really close with, but because of distance and the fact that, you know, I live here, I mean, you know, I don't have like a lot of people that I'd just be hanging with.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's right. Just the reality of the situation. So, you know, the internet is very important to me, but I haven't been very good at making new friends on the internet. I just reconnect with old friends. Now I'm making new strange friends on the internet.
It's going down in a deal.
I could be catfished. You don't know what can happen. I'm getting DMs. It's exciting.
Well, I actually don't have a lot that I'm looking forward to that would be worth mentioning here. I am going to be in London for the first time for St. Patrick's Day. Now, I'm not that American who confuses Ireland and Northern Ireland and the UK and all those things. I'm not saying that, but it is the first time that I'm going to be like close to like the real deal. And I'm interested to see if they celebrate it differently than how we try to get crunk in the States on.
No. Yo, Americans learned how to drink from British people. So they're the originators of getting completely wasted and throwing up on your shoes.
And I'm also looking forward to a radio interview that I'm doing next week to promote my band. So, you know.
Oh, tell us about your band. You got a band, boo-boo.
I've been talked about it. You don't listen to me. That's the whole point. You don't be listening.
What's the name of your band?
Sound Ashe.
Oh, okay. What kind of music we talking about?
We be making electronica. The album is called Queertronica. How about that?
Queertronica.
Volume 1.
Who else is in the band?
My girl, Kimmy Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy Rose and CeCe is going down this year. But, you know, South by Southwest is coming up, so we won't be releasing until after that craze is over.
Okay, okay. One day I will go to South by Southwest. Me and Obama, we gonna go chill there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, y'all, I promise to give y'all some VIP when we perform it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope Obama got enough pull for VIP at Southwest now.
Oh, no. I'm not sure. South by Southwest is its own place. Austin is an oasis.
Okay, okay. It's still Texas, boo-boo. I don't know if I could swim to that oasis. I don't know.
I don't know if you're going to swim to any oasis in Texas. Well, that's all for this week. If you would like to keep up with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Queer Truth. We'd love to hear your thoughts on some of the things we've discussed today, so feel free to get at us. Until next time.